Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 10. Ram and Lakshman laid low. Scene 2. Indrajit considers Ram and Lakshman dead. Then Indrajit sought out Ram and Lakshman, covering them with torrents of arrows, but not minding the arrows any more than a mountain would mind a shower of rain. Ram then said to his brother, "This demon Indrajit has engaged the invincible weapon of Brahma. Behold, our entire army has been virtually overpowered. I fear we too will have to succumb to Brahma's weapon." Ram knew that no being in the universe could resist the Brahma-astra, except by invoking the same weapon to counter it. But the meeting of the two Brahma-astras was most highly dangerous. Why, it could bring about the destruction of the whole cosmos and would likely cause the death of millions of innocent creatures. Certainly, Ram did not want that to happen. He and Lakshman thus sent hundreds and thousands of powerful shafts toward the Rakshasa. But Indrajit shrugged off their arrows and continued aiming his weapons at the two brothers. Again and again, the demon recited the incantations sacred to Brahma and sent fierce arrows at Ram and Lakshman. The two princes were completely covered by Indrajit's arrows. They bled all over and appeared like a couple of King Shuka trees covered in red blossoms. Grievously wounded by Indrajit's assault, they both fell to the ground and dropped their bows. Indrajit then sent up a cry of victory. He considered Ram and Lakshman dead. The demon looked around the battlefield and saw that only a few thousand monkeys remained standing. The battle was surely won. Seeing the sun approaching the western horizon, Indrajit decided to return to Lanka and tell his father the good news. If any of the monkey army remained on the battlefield, he could finish them tomorrow. Appearing in the sky like a blazing planet, Indrajit commanded the Rakshasa troops to withdraw, and they quickly entered Lanka, roaring in joy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.